Hello again, and welcome to our program. We're learning lessons from the book of Luke. Stay tuned. Reading in Luke chapter 5, verse number 27, it says, "After these things, he went forth and saw a publican," that is, Jesus went forth, "and saw a publican named Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans, and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and they shall fast in those days. Verse 36 says, Then he spake also a parable unto them, and for the rest of the chapter, he gives them three examples, and we'll look at them in a little bit later. But looking here now at verse number 27, it says, And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican. After these things. What things? Well, after the confrontation that he had just had with the Pharisees back here in the previous chapter, we read back here in verse number 21, the scribes and the Pharisees began reasoning, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? And Jesus had an open confrontation with those religious hypocrites at that time. Well, right after that had happened, he goes out here, and we see in verse number 27, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of the custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. Well, if the Pharisees and the scribes and these religious hypocrites were upset in the last chapter, they're really going to get upset now. We see here that he goes out and he, first thing he does after their confrontation that they've just had is he goes and he gets this publican named Levi and he chooses him to be one of his apostles. Now, who was this fellow Levi? Well, he was named Matthew here. He got to write the first book in the New Testament. Turns out to be quite an interesting man. But he was a tax collector. Now, in those days, the Romans had taken over. The Jews were under the Roman domination, and they had taxes, probably, if it's possible, worse than we have. They had taxes on everything that was bought or sold. They had a bridge tax. They had a road tax. They had a cart tax. They would charge you for your cart and your beast that was pulling it. They had a harbor tax if you were going to use shipping of any kind. They had a market tax, a trade tax. You were taxed when you entered the city. And what happened was they would choose these people that are called publicans. They were Jewish people who would bid for the position of being a publican, and they would go to work for the Romans and collect taxes from the Jews. Now, when they did this, they were allowed to just, say the tax was supposed to be $10 on your cart, Oh, well, we'll make it 15 and 8 pocket to change. And these people were becoming very, very wealthy, and obviously they were extremely hated by the Jewish people. And so they clunked them together. Publicans and sinners and harlots were all considered the same group as far as the Jews were concerned. Well, Jesus has this open confrontation with the Pharisees and the scribes and the religious hypocrites of his day. And then after that, it says in verse 27, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of customs, and he said unto him, follow me. He goes out and he chooses a publican to be one of his group. Well, we see in this story that Matthew throws a big party here and calls all his publican friends to come in, and he introduces all of these publicans that were his friends to Jesus Christ. Well, it is no surprise then when we get to Luke chapter 15, reading in verse 1 and 2 there, it says, then drew near unto him, that is Jesus, all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Matthew had a great influence among other publicans and sinners, and went out and testified about the Lord, and publicans and sinners were coming to listen to Jesus. And verse 2 says, in Luke chapter 15, the Pharisees and the scribes murmured. The publicans and sinners, they came to hear him. The Pharisees and the scribes, they murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Well, in Luke 19, we see another situation concerning a publican. It says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. No doubt he had heard from all the testimonies of these other publicans who had gotten saved, and he could not for the press or the group, the crowd, because he was little of stature, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And just inviting himself in. Well, he knew his heart. He knew the heart of Zacchaeus. No doubt Zacchaeus was saying, I hope all my friends don't see me up here in a tree. Jesus stopped, looks up and says, Zacchaeus, come on down. I want to go to your house today. Well, he had a lot of scribes and Pharisees. He didn't want to go to their house. No doubt this was upsetting them. And it says in verse 6, he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he's gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. He was a sinner, all right, but he wasn't as much of a sinner as those religious hypocrites that were criticizing Jesus for everything he did. Well, it says in verse 8, Zacchaeus, he's a publican, he stood up and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Yeah, he had taken a lot at false accusation, pumping up the taxes, putting it in his pocket, making himself very wealthy. Then he said, I'm going to make this right. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much he also is a son of Abraham. It is interesting in Matthew chapter 10, Matthew, of course, is this same man who is writing this book of Matthew. He is this publican who has been saved and become one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. And he is giving a list in Matthew 10, verses 3 and 4, and he lists Philip and Bartholomew and Thomas, and then he lists himself, and he calls himself Matthew the publican. Now, he doesn't give he didn't say Peter the fisherman. He gives this title to himself, amazed that he would be able to be even in this list. Well, Matthew's view of publicans, he understood the situation. He said in Matthew 18, verse 15, he said, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. That's a local church. But if he neglects to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Interesting. We have here, of course, he's writing under inspiration. But Matthew, who was a publican at one time, he said, now, if you have problems, you take it and you try and sort it out. If necessary, finally, you need to have church discipline enacted here. That should be done. And if you neglect to hear the church, he said, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Now, the reason that he uses that here in the context is that publicans were not allowed in the temple. Publicans and heathens were not allowed in their synagogues. They were not allowed to be members there. And so he is saying, when he's saying here, let him be as a heathen man or a publican, church discipline means if you can't get the thing straightened around, then he needs to be put out of the church membership. Not much of that going on today. You just do everything you want and call yourself fundamental independent Baptist these days. But not in those days, and it wasn't like that many years ago either. It's just that we're living in an age of apostasy now. Well, we see the Pharisees and the publicans in Luke chapter 18. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. He puts adulterers and publicans in the same bracket. This proud, self-centered Pharisee says in verse number 12, I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, I tell you, this man, this publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Well, and back here in Luke chapter 5, verse 27, it says, and after these things, Jesus went forth, and he saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. Well, Jesus came and he says to Matthew, he called him Levi then, he changed his name to Matthew. He said, you want to follow me? Follow me. Come on, he said, let's go. And at this point, Matthew had no choice but to choose. Now, we sing that little chorus, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Well, I'll tell you this, with Matthew, when he made that decision to follow Jesus, there was no turning back. Well, Matthew had no choice but to choose that day. Jesus said, follow me. What are you going to do, Matthew? What are you going to do? We need to ask ourselves this question. Is there somebody or is there something that keeps me from following Christ? Well, it says here, Matthew left all, rose up, and followed him. And then he made his decision known among his peers. Now, it's quite a decision for Matthew. He's already hated by all the Jews. He's hated by the religious hypocrites of his day. Now, will he be rejected by his peers as well? Doesn't matter, he said. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Well, Matthew, he decided to follow Jesus. In verse number 30, he says, but the scribes and the Pharisees murmured. We're going to look at it in our next program. Be sure and tune in.